Okay. First, I want to say, everybody, welcome. This is the, I don't know which one is the, this time, I haven't been long time, yeah, some time, right? Okay. So therefore, very, very happy to come again here and see this wonderful place, nice, beautiful place, and a quiet and real retreat place. So I enjoy it and thank you very much. And now I want to first, I was asked to explain some standa or tukta. Now I will explain a little bit in a general way, but first I want to tonight say just a few words. Beginning, quotation from Shantideva saying, Mi tu latane dunga chu chele go, tu ni chi ne nye go, mongbe tu su nye ma lo. That's what he says. So, what that is, the me too, latene, do not you chill at all, means the me too means me is human, Humans, the board of human, depending on the board of human life, you can say, you're kind of true, means human board. The Chinese Gawa, Peter. Of course, you have heard probably, or many London teachings, the human body. Too much knowing and experience, expert. So therefore, when I talk, maybe what is he talking about? I know them already. please don't do that. I don't feel that. Okay. All right. Anyway. So the 27年越高啊, that kind of this kind of body is, of course, is not accidentally, easily not come. Even this country or wherever you want, how much sometimes in rich and every possibility have, but far away, or the dharma or spiritual pure teaching, not able to meet, not able to utilize, because they are all cut off by their own all the obstacles, ignorance, and all various kind of obstacles. So therefore we have such wonderful thing. So therefore this kind of human birth requires many, many causes, conditions, past lives, so much things have done. Cause of this born first human is the pure tsudim, is shila, morality, virtues, all pure virtues many times in it. Practice. Addition, then melam chumamibha, samjal, is a special kind of prayer, melam, or the joining there, or what you have accumulated, or that and melam, etc. So many, many different cause and conditions are required. With that, we are born in this human life. Even if we have each of us a family, of course, all family is not like this kind of opportunity. We have only single out. One, maybe, or like that way. Or that is the why, you see. Maybe not necessarily oneself so much smart. Maybe we think, oh, I am smart, smarter than everybody, so therefore I've been anywhere, or what I wanted. But that is not necessarily, so therefore, so that is also a choice of by karma. So therefore, that also particular causes, conditions, maybe you possess in the, from the past, so therefore born. Born and not also induced anything else, or induced, especially induced such a kind of religion or Buddhism or spiritual, spiritual goal, and especially particular like this. Who wants to come here, something, or nothing, trees and mountains, nothing to eat or much there, but the very, very area. Or those who is the brooding here is by special kind of mental or attitude. Those who came here also, and everybody who come here, I don't think that they have, because they have nice food or house or something to, or living condition, but they out of some kind of spiritual interest, spiritual value. And also many, many teachers come, pure teachings through come from Buddha down to, still we have all Buddhas themselves directly even not appear. Fortunately, the teachings, pure teachings, still continue down to, up to now. Or Buddha himself, as long as my teaching, pure teaching remains, I am in the world remain. When my teachings disappear, I disappeared. Also that is the, in some way, Sutra has has explained. So therefore, we have all this great, great opportunity. So therefore, but that kind of human life is this very, very difficult to again. Is this any time, all the time, again and again happen? Not necessarily. Maybe this time, previous karma, and previous special kind of dedication, etc., result of that we got here, maybe. This time, if we didn't utilize, instead of utilizing, destroy it in the wrong way, and not continue to do, then, in the future, will not again obtain. Instead then, if you have negative karma, or wrong things, doing all kinds of, in this life has so much power. Body is weak, but mind is so strong. So mind and this mind and body combination max, that we are so strong to make meritorious virtues, or if we want to make evil things, we have powerful, much, much greater than ordinary animals, anything. We have so much intelligent, mental, the concentrate on what to negative evil things. You can be a long time motivated, concentrate, how to do, what to do, effort, etc. And this long time plan and all these things on a perfectly, or even one person can have ability to control or destroy most world beings. That is why we have world war or something, all these kind of things. These are not in this stay in the sky somewhere, world war, or war comes from individual person. Individual one person had so bad, powerful view and hatred, anger, and that will also follow with the others, and several of them, and then contribute like that way. Powerful negative you can create in this life, killing, stealing, lying, cheating, etc. You can do so much in the, so much in a special way, powerfully, and we can make ourselves to stuck in the hell eons. Maybe many of you don't believe the hell. There's no hell because I don't see. For no reasons, I don't see. I don't see is not real reason. Maybe, okay. I don't see is the from tomorrow and the far until that. I don't see my thing, what will happen, where I will be, tomorrow even lunch, what I'm going to eat, I have no idea. Okay, well, what is that kind of thing? So therefore we have the great or the power to mentally, to making or evil, a negative way to do, and this life can utilize whole life like that way. All life, whole life is the most meaningful, beneficial to oneself, beneficial to others, and one's own life also, or the many, many eons never achieved. Now one time opportunity to achieve, this time I should be doing or rest of my life, how much left, oneself do not know, on how long stay, or maybe 100, maybe 50, maybe few weeks, or maybe even one day, or tomorrow, thereafter tomorrow we may get up or not, who knows. That is also that kind of uncertainty still in our hand, in our neck. Unless maybe some of you know already, I will be stay 100 years or something. Okay, except like those things and you have. So therefore, situation like that, right? So what even life left, it is a great power. Even one day in that, it will be great accomplishment can do. Great things to do in this life. And beneficial to spiritual goal, to oneself. We don't have too many goals, actually, from the point of spiritual goal, the perfect peace and happiness, that is our goal. Getting rid of misery, suffering, or impure life, if there is cause to, by getting rid of impure life and completely start the pure life, if this is possible, that should be we doing. Did you hear this?
Yeah.
Oh, okay, because I didn't notice it. This. That's okay? Oh, all right, thank you. So, 27년 예가와 몽바 투수니 말로 27년 예가와 in the future, well, I have this time, I have this, maybe next, in the future, definitely I will come back, and also I will be much better than this. This maybe we think everybody completely wrong idea. Completely wrong idea. As long as for my own sense is completely wrong. Also, therefore, Buddha. That maybe you have many times heard. Maybe teachers said in the sutra famous. The famous example, Buddha says, bhikshus, all the bhikshunis and all the people imagine whole this universe as like great ocean. Let's for time being imagine that. And then in that ocean, huge, or with the depth, in that ocean, blind turtle, right? Turtle living in blind turtle, way or bottom of the ocean, usually. And that sometimes, every 100 times come up on the surface of the ocean. Let's imagine that way, okay? It's not necessarily to telling, but Buddha is telling everybody this. Imagine that way. Okay, then that, and on that, on this ocean, on top of the ocean, is the golden board, flat board, little board like door size or something, and inside, in the middle, there is a little hole, which can fit Toto's neck. If she up opportunity to catch there, she will let up there. So anyway, that kind of board, golden board, running around on this ocean, never stay one place because waves and winds carrying everywhere here and there. Yeah, imagine that one. Okay, so then total is big, or sometimes 100 times only comes up, not usually stay bottom. Or that is the imagine in that way. So is that situation, is that total snake to catch in the golden board and lift up? Is that easy? Okay, no way. Never, you cannot say almost never, but almost, like, that's impossible, right? Because ocean is huge. That is one reason. And then, okay, then golden board stay in one place, you can point out there maybe something. That is possibility. Golden board is doesn't stay one place, everywhere by wind taking. And then on a blind turtle, if she has eyes, then okay, she can look there, and then, but she is completely blind. And she comes out on the surface often, of course easier, because the then again, possibility, because she doesn't come only every 100 years once. So that all this together makes difficult, almost difficult. Never exists, almost, but exists. Or same way, we, or Buddha says, we, sentient beings like that, blind children, we are always blind, because we don't know the truth, the reality, or the, what makes the mystery, suffering, impure life, what makes the pure life, what makes the perfection, etc. We don't have sight of that kind of wisdom. So therefore, we are under the power of ignorance. So therefore, like blind turtle. And we mostly remain in the beginninglessly, and born again and again, up and down, mostly we're born, right? Because the power of our negative karma, killing, stealing, lying, cheating, all this, all the time, even human life like this, wonderful life this, you do mostly and negative karma, so powerful. So like that way, or then that is the, so that makes also powerful the negative karma. So therefore, by blindness. So therefore, we are the many way to them. And then also the ocean samsara is so huge from helpings, predators, animals, these lower realms, much, much greater than the higher realm. In the higher realm, we have humans, devas, these two beings, but they are less because they have result of some virtuous result, virtuous karma. But down there, so much greater helpings, greater. Then in next to predators, then next to animals. Even animals, we usually deny to, there is no hell, there is no predators, because again, we don't see. Animals you can't deny because there are animals, big ones, small ones, insects, and stuff. So many patterns, so many things. You have animals. So anywhere like that way, that is the animals and humans, the higher realm also, misery, suffering, impurity looks like in it. Great, but we have even humans, how much we have misery, suffering, an impure life, or life, this life is making so much problem. So like this way, and then in the higher realms, also devas, some of them physical suffering, temporary suffering doesn't have, by only by karma, or for temporarily the virtues, and the virtuous karma brought up there, and they are not completely free from all the samsara. So therefore, like some bird put a on a string on their leg and let them to free for a little while, and you can fly up and high on the road, but anytime pull down touched. Same thing. We are then sometimes go heaven, so devas, and then but they are impure karma. Sometimes they come down and even go to hell, etc. So anyway, this kind of situation. So therefore, so that is the example of the Buddha's analogy. So therefore we have so many those things have to think about. So therefore thinking that way, earlier my quotation is like me too, like Dunga Chu Chiletos, this women boat will bring the liberation from great Dunga or Misuri or suffering or ocean. All from this will liberate. 27年以后,我们把退出你们了,现在Deva says, this human boat is not in the future to be, or not easy to obtain. So therefore, Momba, he himself called, you stupid, don't be wasted. This is a time of not sleeping. This is a time to wake up wisely. All the time to practice. Mongba, tu su ni ma lo, tu means time. This is time at the time, really important play at the time. Now you have opportunity, all this is valuable, everything this is utilize for the remaining of them. Don't even one moment, waste. That is Shantideva's advising to us. So, that way, Mongba Tusu Yima laws. So therefore, I think every day people who all this kind of spiritual or practitioner who gather here, as wonderful things happen. And so therefore you can rejoice and always and then dedicate as much time to their life for the spiritual goal. A samsaric goal we have done. All the samsaric pleasure we have done. So we should be goal to on the spiritual goal. Or to seeking the spiritual goal for that purpose, all the time working toward to that, rather than going to samsara again and again. Now, spiritual goal, we have two things explained, two things. We have temporary goal called ngondo, or permanent goal is ngelik, these two ngondo ngelik, or the Gondo means high rebirth. Even within samsara, the best high rebirth, human or deva's life, and that is if these two, one of the special agreement, like if you have then opportunity to emancipation, enlightenment, all of this, well, you have. So therefore, first you have to get this again, this life and then future life also, not falling from there down. So therefore, even though it's the high, or the high rebirth within the samsara even, well, that is one goal, that temporary goal. We need a temporary goal too, because we can't jump high goal right away from there. Alright? So therefore, in order to get high goal, perfect emancipation, enlightenment, Buddhahood, in order to that, you have to so much accumulation, purification, many things you have to do. So for that doing, capable to do that, is it? Being an Ngondo, high rebirth. That is the, so therefore Ngondo is a temporary goal, high rebirth. High rebirth, which has high means, doesn't mean rich, and the only rich, and also all kind of, all the worldly, or all kind of delusions rises, yeah? So in the world, you have all the worldly goals, we have the achieving. That is that not necessarily high rebirth means, especially high rebirth, and also those rebirth have the meeting the spiritual teachings, the proper teachers, right local place, right body, right mentality, right condition. If you have those things, then it's much easier. So therefore, this life, whatever you have, and the future also, that is should be seeking all merits, virtues to dedicate to in the after, if I die, and the next life, if I not emancipation, achieved emancipation or Buddhahood, then I should be wish to born such kind of, or that kind of life, high rebirth, which has capacity to do continuously, then from there, get the emancipation, etc. So that is a high rebirth, is the one. And then from there, what is was a permanent or possession, permanent in the new goal is the, or the emancipation, complete freedom from samsara, or complete liberation, or complete achievement of the perfect Buddhahood or enlightenment. Once you get there, those two achievements you have never falls down. Or that is a permanent goal. Whatever. When there is high rebirth, is impermanent goal, temporary goal, can be go down, down again, or like this way, so therefore, but, that is required. Because, from this life, we have to be very, very careful. We are in the delicate life situation. If we are walking in this, or the age of the, or some kind of delicate place, if you one step wrong, fall down many, many miles, what do you call it? Precipice. I have difficulty with that word. This is a wonderful word, but it's difficult to say. Precipice, right? If you have down there precipice, and working like this, you have to very, very careful all the time, pay attention, and what your next step going. You have to, if wrong place, if you step, then you may fall down. So therefore, like that way, or the if we, this life, when we see those things, if you have killing, stealing, lying, and cheating, and doing all kind of evil things, you can't hope next life will still back. So therefore, you are causing on down to, or then much, much lower rebirth has, etc. So therefore, that is huge precipice, right? Or that if you fall there, why is it? Well, if they are fall there, of course, then they can come again up. That's a stupid way of thinking, right? When we have right now this mentality, this kind of situation, you have opportunity to many build, even opportunity to obtain Buddhahood, but we don't use. We just like that way. If down there, if you have, then stupidity, ignorance, and also all the past things, impossible, meritorious virtues, negative killing, stealing, all each other, then eating each other, all the time physically negative karma is continuously mountain of one life even created. Okay, again after that another life, of course always that way pile up. Once you fall down, don't expect for long time, eons, not to come back. Yeah? That is the somewhere quotation, I don't remember, but the falling somewhere from cliff, and you are expecting on the way somewhere fly back. That is impossible, going down, quickly go down, that's all. There is no other way. Once you get down there, then it is like big rock sitting on the middle of the hill, huge rock. That is easy or not easy to take on the top of the mountain. It needs a lot of requires a lot of effort, but it's possible. But it's hard to even a little one step, another step. It takes a long time, difficulties. But it's possible. But once it's rolling down, you don't need one rolling is enough. Then it goes down naturally. Naturally goes down, quickly, and go down bottom of the hill. Once you get to bottom of the hill, that rock, of course, far way to get on the top of the mountain. But even first place where you are, or that place to get there is difficult, right? Other than we have right now human life, very, very, almost for the high level, or spiritually, such life, that situation. But from here, maybe, easy to rolling down. So we have like that kind of thing. So therefore, now is not to rolling down. You have to build and higher and up. That is the to keep busy. That is the ordinary. They were saying, "Mokbatusu ni malos means don't be asleep at the important time." Okay, that is the translation. So therefore, now we can do is two things. First, most important also, sometimes we're looking, well, I want to omniscient, enlightenment, something big, things high, so looking there, between there, what is the immediate things will be coming without seeing. You are going far away somewhere, looking somewhere, and you down here, some precipice or something, bad things, and without looking, without seeing, you going there, and before you go there, you fall down, that's no good. So therefore, we should be immediate worrying is the next life, after this death, after this life is finished, what is coming, where I go, that should be worrying about. If you go to lower rebirth, any of three lower realms, you have finished for a long, long time. So therefore, for that purpose, try to not doing negative karma, killing, stealing, lying, cheating. Your mind is evil kind of attitude, always to protecting mind from evil, bodily doing harmful things to others, speech also doing harmful things. We have only three areas to watch. Not too many things. And here is three things. One is the body, one is this speech, one is that their mind. What these three things bring? Are they harmful to others? Of course, are harmful to me. Are they become enemy of me, or they are friend of me? That is always watching, should be there anyway. First, that one. So, any? Pakwasa or Arya Deva, Nagarjuna's main disciple, great Arya Deva, all says, all, how you do spiritual goal, those things, when you do things, Sunam Mimba Tangburdo. Sunam Mimba Tangburdo. Sunam Mimba means the negative karma, non virtues, evil activities. That is it. Sunam Mimba. Sunam means meritorious, virtues, wholesome things. What do you do? That's Sunam. Sunam Mimba means opposite way. Killing, stealing, lying, cheating, etc. These are the Sunam Mimba. So Sunam Mimba Thangpul Dok, we are most important. First time what to do is to try to get rid of those things. Try to control them, subdue them. Sunam Mimba Thangpul Dok. Then if you this is done by doing morality, Shila. You know, morality or Shila. Shila means the or the morality. Morality means what your morality means. Bodily, not doing killing, etc. Speech, not lying, etc. Mentally evil, all those kind of or hatred, attachment, try to control those things. Right? Or the decent in keeping the monk has done the vow, taking even in order to keep those, then taking even vow, I will not do for my life, etc. In front of witness of the Buddhas, the Sanghas, etc. Even you can't do that, life, but doesn't matter. You have the outside what looks doesn't matter. Inside this vow and this word, the value, seeing that way, try to always to be a good mind, bodily action, meritorious virtues, or verbally also not on any kind of stealing, not lying, etc., or to meritorious doing those things. So they were always practicing simple things in general, ordinary way, doing this. There are people, monks, nuns, and anybody doing all these things, simple things, are the, all doing this to accumulate merits. Sunam. Sunam mayimba means avoiding sunam mayimba. Sunam mayimba tangbuto. And if you that done, that will, on, shut the door to go down. Or, go to down, hells, animals, tatters, three lower realms. That is the, you have, and then first that door should be closed. But still we have much, much doors have closed, right? That's the upper realm, etc. Now, also therefore, Sunam Mimba Thangpul Dok, that is the first in there doing that. And the second one is then, of course, real those all the negative karmas, cause of those negative karmas, and actions are the mental delusions. Mental delusions, you know, mental delusions, there are so many mental delusions, but the principal mental delusions, three poisons, right? Ignorance, attachment, hatred. And from there, jealousy, etc. So many mental delusions. Okay. Sometimes Abhidhamma talks 84,000 mental delusions. Right? Okay. If you have 84,000 mental delusions, if you have, of course, there we, if not if, but we have, always we have. That is why we are not happy every day. Soon you get up, you have mentally, physically, body, mind is going somewhere, attachment under the power of attachment, or hatred, or jealousy, or all kind of unpleasant things all the time coming. Okay, that is the 84,000 in on there. But the root of those are the three poisons. Three poisons: attachment, hatred, the ignorance. The root is the ignorance. Ignorance created those two things. Ignorance, egotistic view, I, me. So we have always I, me, right? I or me. I am the best. I should be respected by everybody. I should not hear any negative words, very praising, all kind of things, wonderful things. I or me. Anybody who against do this in my wishes, then they are fool. They are enemy. Okay. So therefore we have that kind of attitude, whether or sharply saying or not, all the time it exists. I, me first. In the world there is no object to cherishable, first cherishable, then me. First you want to cherish oneself. Then your mother or father or brother or sister or your my friend or my on the town or my city people or country goes further and further. Ours. Right? Okay, that egotistic view is the quote, Buddha quote, the ignorance. That ignorance created. Once you have that kind of strong feeling, wrongly perception of me, not knowing the truth of my me, and then, or not knowing truth of my object, relationship, when you're not knowing those things, and this will come. Yeah? So therefore, when you have that strongly, mine, and me, and the ours, mine, etc., then anything, or the need, wanting to have them, good things, desirable things, wonderful things, and even for that purpose to steal from others, attack to others, and attacking others, and then to get to our side. Okay, like this kind of thing. All the time, one's unfavorable things to accomplish in order to this, to or doing activity. And there, anything against it, then you get hatred. And others whom you don't want, they have that kind of same goal, and you have unhappy, jealousy, and hatred. That is all this. They didn't do anything. You don't. You sit there and you just watch them, and you get angry, jealousy, hatred, or attachment. Everything. If somebody wonderful things, I wish I had that instead of them. Yeah. Awesome. This kind of thing. What is that kind of thing? So therefore, what is the from these things when you? Emotional, these attachment, hatred, jealousy. Once you have, then that will create karma, killing, stealing, lying, cheating, etc. All of this, body action, speech action, all of them comes there. That way, samsara creates, or rest of life, next life. So therefore, where the root is there now, or that the egotistic view, that is I, self. Now, understanding self, feeling of self. Now, I, egotistic view. So, therefore, object of egotistic view is the self. Now, sad, I'm talking then, of course, according to Buddhism, because that is most important. What is that I? Where is I? What kind of I? Is that exist as we feel? Is it real or not, etc.? Okay, this is the most hard subject, but explains so many ways. Buddha also explained different ways. So therefore, the believer, even subsequently teaching of Buddha sutras and teaching of Buddha, based on that, rises many, many different schools, different systems, and how not exist self, what is the self, not exist self, how are getting rid of the self, and then in feeling of self, and then this egotistic view, that's many, many different way. But that has several levels. Buddha himself even taught some inferior level to, for the time being, you block this way, you try to believe this way, and then a little higher than this way, more subtle, then very, very higher level of the shunyata or selflessness also. This has many, so different levels. Okay? So, Bhattu Dhanan Dokpalchi, same as Bhattu Dhanan Dokpalchi means the, and in Buddhist teaching, Hinayana level of teaching, on Dhammeba, selflessness has little different meaning. It is a gross level, subtle and gross, this is a more gross level, selflessness. Okay? So, therefore, Bhattu Dhanan Dokpalchi is in the middle, that kind of at least the gross level of the self, try to feeling of self, wrong view of self, try to get rid of. Then Tamaratashi Gundas is the higher level of the later Majjhimika or court and then this school or Dhubda, and then they have the shunyata or selflessness, much, much subtle way on the saying. And with that in the path system, main viewpoint, understanding that emptiness, and with the, all the positive attitude, love and the compassion, etc., many, many Bodhisattvas, all the attitudes acting like that way. So that way, and then obtaining a final liberation or enlightenment. Tamar, dashi kun dok des. Kun tawa kun dok means all wrong views from the root or the most subtle one by getting rid of all remaining of the gross level of the view, wrong views also. So therefore, kun dok, and then all emotional bad attitude or negative delusions, evils, everything, then you can get rid of. And then when you get rid of those mental delusions, completely remove with the stains, paksha, then you can achieve Buddhahood, enlightenment. That is the highest goal. So therefore, you may looking at the Buddhahood, what it is possible, achievable, how, etc., a little bit, starting learning. Then finally, when you have some idea, when you get, I want to obtain that for that purpose, then in order to get that, this one, then in order to do this one, go to again from the bottom. Right? Also start foundation. If you want to building 25 floors, right? Floors of the building, and on the 25th, and very, very beautiful, and glass, and flowers, and beautiful, and a living room, and a situation, so much wonderful things you can imagine. I want to get that one. So then how you build? Immediately you can start there, you can do. You go to go down, bottom, in the foundation, build strongly, then floor by floor, right? Or that is the
spiritual way. So therefore, that is the general background. And for this Tupta, so there's a Tupta, is the of course, then the Tupta is the something or systematically to or something. This is the spiritual goal, or then to achieve that this path, etc. Whatever you have some kind of established by systematically to finally in one's own mind, or then that is the final. There's no any other way to have that. That kind of is the tupta. Generally, tupta is like standa, is like that way, situation like that. But that kind of standa, mentally in humans, mentally, this is the right. This is the final. This is the correct. There is no other way or something like that. And by try to proving many ways, this is this kind of thing. Tupta is generally, or so many. In the world, Lokvayalam, the movement says, Lokvayalam, the wrong view, or wrong path, wrong, or this kind of thought has endless, or there's no, or end. So therefore, among the most, or the best way to, according to, or some of the, or the Indian scholars and Tibetan Buddhists, also explained, two things, non-Buddhist or schools, Buddhist schools, and they have different view how to or distinguish those things and their own system. Of course, India, Buddha, non-Buddhist also have so many or the system schools, on Samja and Vaisheshika and Sura, Charapaka and Mimamsaka, and so many of those Indian non-Buddhist schools. And then later the Buddhist schools also on and rises, Buddhist schools rises. So we are, I don't think we have time to talk about those almost non-Buddhist all these schools, and have roughly here explained, but maybe you can do a little bit, or maybe just skip those things and go to strictly four schools in Buddhism, right? What do you think? Yeah. Right, that one, four schools of Buddhism. All right. Okay. All right. So the... all right, four schools of Buddhism. Now, then Buddhism, four schools Buddhism, how they arise is Buddhism. Of course, they generally, of course, Buddha, this, according to Buddhism, many, as long as sentient beings, if you properly done or practice done, everybody has same as called Buddha nature. I want to, important to say that Buddha means something, one only Shakyamuni, who has Buddha, rest of them no chance to obtaining like that. That's not too good. Okay. Buddha is the, in the, or many Buddhas, even in this aeon, huge aeon, one aeon, Gassan Sangya, Tong means a thousand Buddhas, at the sort of explanation, a lot of those in have. And also Buddhas, when in the world, appears as they formally come or informally comes. Informal Buddhas, Buddhisattvas, ordinary, like ourselves, we never know. Or informally, many in the world can come. And the formal one is the appears from time to a special case, or then it comes. So anyway, in this, or the aeons, and the Buddha Shakyamuni appears, or the Buddha taught, whether you don't want to, or the biography of the Buddha, but what the Buddha taught is the usually called Chogyur Kor, means three wheel of Dharma, right? Three wheels of Dharma's turn. So Buddha, when he obtained enlightenment in Buddhagaya, and after that, then he turned into three wheels of Dharma. Or the three wheels of Dharma is his teaching. Of course, 45 years he taught many, many teachings. All of these teachings, in principle, to divide into three. Other than the first wheel and second wheel or third wheels called wheel. Wheel is the some analogy, special kind of analogy. Chakrabartin's king's wheel, like that way. Anyway, all teachings through Buddha's teaching and through goes to disciples, one disciple to another disciple goes that way. This meritorious virtues, understanding, realization, meditation, all of these, order that way, wheel is some special meaning. Okay, now, first wheel, or Buddha, taught in the first wheel, or the first wheel is more important, basic, or fundamental kind of teachings in Buddhism, or then for Noble Truth, right? Basic main principle teachings for Noble Truth. Whether that is the Buddha's first in the first wheel. This the Four Noble Truth you probably know already. Four Noble Truth, Truth of Suffering. Truth of a cause of suffering. That is the again Buddha's mainly. All this story is the order. Substituted with that, you must have to do the church coins. Sula Tanjan Kora Minuba Mimanajas at the Bauracha. That is the Buddha says he found some special kind of high realization. That is, he is revealing mainly ultimate truth, shunyata, when deep meditation, Buddhagaya, when achievement of enlightenment, that time he first did meditation is the on shunyata. That is, he is explaining that very special kind of thing he wanted to first in temptation kind of talk. So, substituted with that, Vimacha means the Saba means profound, Shiva means peace, highest peace, Dada means theory of liberation, or liberation, theory of our liberation, Rasa means like killer light, Clear light. What did I say?
Clear light, killer light.
Okay. Did I say killer light?
Yeah.
Ah! Very bad. How am I saying? Killer light. Okay, clear light, right? Okay, then like clear light. All the Dutitavi Church Koreans, these are the what he realized, shunyata, the high realization of shunyata, that is, he explained this. Dutitebu means like, duti means nectar, right? Do you know nectar? What is nectar?
Nectar.
Or like nectar, looks like nectar. Or that kind of such a wonderful Dharma truth I realized, or that he's saying, and that is the, of course, the realization of shunyata is the main direct getting rid of all the obstacles, egotistic view, etc. And profound, it is shunyata, is the emptiness, is the to ultimate truth of all things, subject and object, and there is no everything's ultimate truth of the all truth is shunyata. So the sabha, or the this, and it is seven. The Shiva means all peaceful nature, all And the third time is elaboration, is many, many various kind of conventional or cause and effect. It doesn't have those. That we will talk later sometimes. Anyway, this is the room is nectar, right? Nectar. Or nectar. Or like nectar. Okay. Like nectar. Okay. What is the nectar does? Nectar. What is that nectar that does? What does nectar?
What does
it
do?
Oh yeah, what does it do? Sound like? Nourishment. Oh, nourishment. And anyway, in the drink or in the food or something, it is most vital, most nourishing and special kind of unique, some kind of quality maybe. I don't know what is actually nectar. Did I drink or did I have or no? Never, maybe. All right, anyway, nectar. The people talk nectar, anyway. All right, this is the British Koreans. So anyway, Buddha says such a kind of name, I found, I got, is such likeness, dharma, truth. Sunatanjan kora minu dam is one. Now, next line is, if I said this, I want to to all the people to giving this, but Sunatanjan, whom even I show this, on kora minu, nobody will understand. Of course, that time, if Buddha said everything is a shunya, empty, only you can say that round people, he's crazy, everybody think he's crazy. Nobody understand, And so therefore, that is the Buddha said, Sula Tanjang Khora Minu Pass. Or Mima Najis of the Bawal Cham, for the time being, I will not say, Mima Najis of the Bawal Cham, I will hide in the forest, mainly saying that. Okay, anyway, although that is for the time being, Shunyata, ultimate truth, not talking about to the people. That to the people, now what you need is historically, 49 days, he didn't speak any, just silent, and finally, great things, even is the ordinary God of certain Indra or something God, request, and then he taught the crystal wheel, which is down earth, or the Four Noble Truth, truth of suffering, etc. Truth of suffering. Now, what do we have? All problems. Everybody has problems. Suffering. Suffering of birth, suffering of aging, suffering of sickness, suffering of undesirable things all the time coming. Suffering or desirable things not coming. There are so many sufferings. Even humans have those things. It's suffering. And the rest of the health, that is of course imaginable sufferings. So anyway, sufferings. First truth. That is the truth. Samsaric nature is the truth of suffering. Or suffering is one. Then after suffering, when you realize, if you understand suffering, what it is, nature, and all detail, where that comes, the cause, then you want to get rid of that suffering, you want to freedom from that suffering. Everybody wants to, or freedom from misery, suffering. So therefore, then you look the cause. So therefore, now Buddha explained cause, detail again, cause of suffering. That is the direct cause it is. Everybody's rebirth is coming by karma and bad, good karma. Impure karma, you should say. Impure karma. Impure karma doesn't come itself alone. It is made impurities by mentally. So there were delusion, mental delusions. And made in action is good and bad or everything, impure karma. That is the, only karma and mental delusions, those two things together, also the cause. So he, when introduced, he was talking cause of truth of suffering. These two are samsaric cause and effect. What do we want to do? Samsaric cause and effect. And then if you want to other side, up, get rid of samsaric cause and effect, both together, complete emancipation, liberation you want to, then that is the truth of cessation. It's the third truth, is cessation, completely ceased, not temporary ceasing. Temporary ceasing we have always, right? When we tired, go to sleep. When you are hungry, eat something. When you thirst, or something, drink. It ceases for the time being like this, right? Okay, that is not real cessation. What that is in the term cessation is a permanent cessation. So therefore, third is the, they call it nirvana or emancipation or liberation. That is the third of cessation. Of course, there are many different levels of cessation. Each ceases when you... Okay, that is cessation. And then that cessation, how you get that cessation, how you get that cessation is not easily to get there. So in order to get that cessation, now you have to take path, right? Now you take path. Now path is so much now, meditational techniques, all this Buddha's teaching path to getting rid of all these cause and delusion. So therefore, Four Noble Truth is the mainly first Buddha explained. Other in there, and other if you have that in the complete way explanation and the teaching, so therefore one should be understanding those. So when you those things, when you action, what is the to do? What to yogis practitioners with the suffering? What to cause? Say Gelungda, or first explaining Dini Dunga Pakwa Dembao, this is the suffering, to explain nature of suffering. They Kunjo Pakwa Dembao, this lam, each of them nature explain. Then the second, now what to do with that is the, you say Dunga Shiva Charge. First, suffering nature is, you should be fully shamed to realize, to understand. So, first, the suffering nature is try to understand. That's the first, the shiva charge, to know. And the second one is the cause of suffering. Yeah? Kunjung pangwa charge. The cause of suffering. Now, if you do not want the suffering, then these cause, you get rid of those cause. The cause you get rid of, then you will get rid of suffering. Otherwise, the cause live there, how you can get the suffering? Okay, so therefore, Kunjung Pangwa Chas, the second action is getting rid of the causes. Okay? And then, the third one is cessation. Of course, then if you Kunjung Pangwa, if the cause of suffering get rid of, then you will achieve cessation. Cessation. Kopang Undo Chas. One of the terms to be present. That means complete cessation of those try to be with you. One of the terms to be present. Like now we don't have any of those present cessation. Okay? Now how to present, to become present in the cessation? Lama Gompa Charles. Okay, now you meditate, you practice the path. Okay, that is the Buddha's first teaching, or this Four Noble Truth. Okay, so therefore, often these use, maybe everybody understand, use almost this way. Buddha himself also explained, many others also explained this Four Noble Truth. Way of how to function is like the patients and the doctor and the nurses and the medicine. if you patients who want to completely get rid of the sickness, and so strong, if you have like that, what this person to do, where you rely, from what they can achieve the fulfill the goal. Okay. First nature is the you are sick. Seriously, sickness itself you have to realize problem and seriousness you have to realize. Under realization you won't try anything, right? So fully realize that is the Dunga Shiva Chao Sangha. When you realize, then what is the cause of this sickness? How? And then in the causes and try to search, to looking. That way, same way, the suffering has cause, and what is the cause? When you cause and this sickness, both hundred, now you want to get rid of from the cause. Otherwise, sickness will not get rid of. What is the, from the cause you get rid of? Now, how you get rid of? You have no power to getting rid of. So, what? Getting rid of or completely recovering, that is the, like, cessation, completely recovering from the sickness. How you get that is now you have to lumps to path like that way you have now is a treatment. Yeah, medical treatment. So finally medical treatment. Medical treatment, you don't know medical treatment, so therefore best a person who knows symptom, right? Symptom or what is the sickness, or what is the causes, what is the antidote, how you use, etc. Everything detail on knowing knowledge. One who has great knowledge of that, that person will tell you how to do, what to do, give medicine. That way, Buddha is like perfect spiritual doctor. Buddha or your teacher or guru or whoever spiritual who is giving the on the spiritual teaching properly, correctly. That is the like, or doctor, spiritual doctor. And then, what is teaching, method. That is the, whether teaching is the, how hard, doesn't matter. Doctor says, you should eat this, you should drink this, some are bitter, or not to be able to eat, or something. Sometimes doctor say you have to get injection or something painful. Sometimes even worse, you have to something they are cut off those things or something like. Also, doctors will not do nicely, but they, in order to get rid of the sickness, some special method will give. So therefore, Buddha will not always, his teaching is not suitable. Like, he's not giving like us honey or something, right? All the hardships, all these teachings, hardships, you have to accept. If we want to permanent emancipation, freedom, and then hardship has to take me out. So therefore, that is the medical treatment itself is the real to liberation cause is the medical treatment, which is given by doctor, right? And you have to heart or whatever, doesn't matter. When you have that, and then of course you will be free from sickness, same way, or spiritual way, same thing. In order to do this, we usually say, or in this country, like nurse. Nurse is like sangha. Yeah, sangha or nurses is the not a doctor, but the doctors what they want to patient to do exactly nurse learned, and then even doctor is not available present all the time. Nurse comes with the patient living together and how to eat, how to walk, how to take everything detailed and closely to friendly to assistant. So that is a Sangha, means who is following, practicing themselves, knowing those things, and assisting to other people, to helping all those things. That is the spiritual community or spiritual or being who, or whatever, all those things, oneself, training, and other, to helping to others, those are Sangha. So therefore, three jewels, I bow down Buddha, I bow down Dharma, I bow down Sangha. I go to refuge to Buddha, Dharma, Sangha. How to take refuge is a little different way. To the Buddha as like doctor. To the Dharma as like medical treatment. To the Sangha, take refuge is like nurse, okay? So that way, usually Buddhist, three jewels is that way, refuge, okay? Oh, how long we have to go? Is it enough? Yeah? Okay. Huh? What's it?
As long as Geshe would like.
Oh, I'd like to stop now. I think you too, yeah, you want to sleep now. Huh?
Being so honest.
Thank you. Okay. So therefore, I think that is the starting point of Buddha's the first wheel we are talking, just first wheel. Then the second wheel, third wheel, we will talk a little bit, and from there, how to four schools rises from those. Okay. Just roughly a little bit here historically, but we won't have so much detail you can't have. But we will talk just roughly, okay? And some questions you may write, you may have, or we can discuss, okay? If there is something I can answer, you can answer. If you don't, then don't. That's all. We'll stop there, okay? Thank you.
Jo sem jo rem bo chi ma je pa na je jo chi je va yang ba ne va kon ne kon pe va jo tong ni ta wa rem bo chi ma je pa na je jo je je va nyam ba me va ye kon ne kon